Thanks a lot for letting me spend the last 21 days with you. We sat with the psalmist. My, he was so grateful that God heard him, that when he spoke, God listened. And then we've been in a storm together. We walked down a road together, been interrupted in a crowd. We've gone into a room together and seen life breathed back into a girl. Last week, we were in a hillside, thousands of people, and a Christ who said they are like sheep without a shepherd. A Christ who said, I care. I want to meet their needs. How can we together meet their needs? Then we went to the temple. The religious leaders of the day pressed to express authority. The Christ of the day, not relinquishing his authority, but expressing forgiveness, love, and understanding. And now we're back to the Psalms. Wasn't that a good time this morning? Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him wherever you are, even now in your car as you drive to work. Praise him at the coffee break this morning. Praise him over lunch. Praise him because of his mighty deeds. Praise him because of his excellent greatness. The character of God, who God is why I praise him. And all, there are lots of different tools I can use. The most basic tool is my body. I praise him by the way I think. I praise him with my words. I praise him with my eyes. I praise him with my body language. I praise him with things I write. Oh, it's fun to praise God. And I trust that this week, people who are around you will catch the aroma of a praising man. Let me pray now for you and me to that end. Lord, there's no question that as men in the 80s, we are men with responsibility. And sometimes the responsibilities, Lord, can be so heavy that we praise you when the chapter is over, but we don't praise you through the chapter. But Lord, I pray that that would not be so with us today and this week, that we would praise you because you're with us, that we would praise you because we continually see your activity in us and around us. Lord, give us that aroma of praise. When we enter a situation and it's very black, the tone of language is very negative, may we bring positive praise into that situation, even at work today. Lord, use us to really be tone setters, atmosphere setters, because of the atmosphere of praise that you are creating within us. We praise you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great praising day, and I'll talk with you on the way home. I find that I am freest when I praise. I have a tremendous sense of lift, of exhilaration when I praise God. John Byron has a wonderful song, Sing to the Lord. Enjoy it. And may it be another tool to lift you in the journey of praise as you travel home. And then have a great time with your family tonight, setting that praise atmosphere by the praising spirit that envelops you as you enter your home. Enjoy, John, and then I'll see you in the morning.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim good tidings of salvation from day to day. Time comes along and I'm on my own, and all my freedom I am alone. What can I do to help myself through this time? Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Salvation from day to day. I look at the world and I see the pain. In all their glory they seem so vain. What can I do to help the world through this time? Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim good tidings of salvation from day to day. I look in the sky and I see a light. Awesome faces shone so bright. What can I do to give the Lord all my praise? Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim tidings of salvation from day to day. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim good tidings of salvation from day to day.
It's Jesus in a home with some unique people. No, they're not unique. They're like you and me. They need a physician. And yet, oh, how difficult it is for us to admit we need help, to admit that our health is failing, that we need a physician. All of us have in us that built-in do-it-yourself religious kit that says, go on, you're okay, you can do it, just try harder. And yet you know that built-in do-it-yourself religious kit doesn't provide freedom, but rather usually produces defensiveness. It doesn't provide forgiveness, but usually produces rationalization. How exciting that the great physician makes himself available to those with failing health. And how wonderful that you and I have come to experience the healing of the physician. Let's pray and talk to him now. Lord, I thank you that you are the God who breaks through my pride. You are the God that says, wait a minute, Chuck. You're not all you think you are. And you're not what everybody else thinks you are either. Lord, I thank you that in a world driven by will I get the next promotion? I thank you, Lord, that in a world where identity is so often determined by size of income, that I can be authentic and honest with you, Lord, and that you meet me that way and say, Chuck, wait. Face yourself. You need me. You need me. You need to ask my forgiveness. You need a new nature. You need to have a nature of rebellion and sinfulness taken over by being given a new nature, being made my son. Lord, I thank you that you have invited me to your table and that years ago I saw I needed to come to your table. To become your son, your child, to become a new creature in Christ. And I pray, Lord, that now as I walk through my day and as my friend walks through his, that it will be with a renewed appreciation for the physician, the Lord Jesus, for the new life he has given us. Thank you. For that life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Enjoy reflecting that life that Christ has given you at work today. I'll see you in a little bit. How was your day at work? Hectic day, full day. Would like to not go back to work tomorrow. Can hardly wait to go back. Well, you know, I hope again you realize that at the heart of it all is to focus on a God who's a faithful overseer with compassionate understanding of your situation. And not only of your situation, but of you as a person. And that's why the physician invited you to his table. Tonight at your dinner table. What a special night to talk through the study you did this morning. What a wonderful way for you to ask maybe these two questions. Question one, what prompted you to receive Christ? Maybe you'll first answer that question for your family. And then maybe you'll ask that of your wife or your son or your daughter. Maybe you have people in your family who are not Christians. Fine. Love them. Care for them. And graciously let them know why you came to the table where the physician was. A question that slides right along with what prompted you to receive Christ could be, what helped you see that you needed Jesus? What brought you to that point of saying, I need Christ? Have a good time as you share this spiritual biography with one another. And again, if there's one in your family that hasn't received Christ, they need to know that you're not judging them. You're just wanting to talk about a special friend that means a great deal to you. Have a good time talking about the physician and why you came to him over dinner tonight. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. In fact, before I sign off, let me just pray with you for your evening. Lord, a lot of times our children don't know our own spiritual biography. We get so caught up in wanting them to tell the truth and to be compassionate and to be genuine and so on that sometimes we don't talk about what happened in us, what drew us to Jesus. Free us to do that tonight. Make it a deep and rich evening. I pray in your name. Amen. It's a physician at dinner. No, it's not a dinner environment. It's people who were outcasts that suddenly receive mercy from Christ. One came back a very thankful man. Very thankful. Very thankful. You know, when we find new life in Christ, it's a staggering gift. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It's just a present. It's a gift. Sometimes I find I'm so busy asking for things from God that I just keep running and I don't stop and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I find that I often come asking and not thanking. And I just like it to take a minute and just express thanks to God. Lord, forgive me when I have been like the 9 lepers who never came back. When I have run on, oh yes, even wanting to do God's business, but I haven't stopped to be with you and to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the job that I have. Thank you for the car that I'm driving. Thank you for the people with whom I work. Thank you for the telephone that I have to use. Thank you for the opportunity to write letters. Thank you for the voice that I have and the mind that I have, and thank you that I am loved, 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 not because of my performance, not because I was born on the right side of the tracks, not because I have a college degree, but thank you that I am loved by a loving God who loves me unconditionally. Thank you. And Lord, I pray that now as we go on to work, that we will find a holy spring in our step because of the gift of the new life we have in Christ. Rekindle that excitement about the gift of the life we have in the Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Have a great day at work. A thankful day too, okay? See you on your way home. It's Wednesday night. Wow, seems like the week just started, doesn't it? As you head home, I'm anxious that this whole matter of the gift from Jesus would be part of your dinner conversation tonight. Why don't you call it a remember night? Might be fun to first of all talk about what was a special present. You remember a special present that someone gave you? Maybe it was a special t-shirt. Maybe it was a special book. Maybe it was a special toy. Maybe it was a special picture. just talk about that. Probably bring up some laughter, too, because somebody might remember a special gift where it was, why did they ever send me this? What care package did they get this out of? Oh, my goodness. You know, have laughter in your table atmosphere, will you? But then move the conversation from that special present from a friend to the present God gave us. And just as you have talked about, why did you like that book? Or why did you like that sweater? Now talk about, what have you enjoyed about the gift of Jesus? What is it about the gift of life in Christ that you've been enjoying? And share with your family what you've been enjoying about Jesus in the last couple of days. Have a great time at dinner. A remember night. Let me pray for your night. Lord, I know that great dinner times don't just happen. And sometimes I'm convinced we're going to have a great dinner night and it just blows up in my face. Lord, I know that sometimes schedules get so packed that when we get ready for a dinner hour, it's more like a dinner 10 minutes. So I want to pray for my friend that you would help him to discerningly and lovingly orchestrate the dinner atmosphere. And I pray that they would be able to make time tonight to remember the present of Jesus and to talk about what is it that you've liked about the present of life in Christ. Lord, give them a good evening. An evening of bonding where more and more there's an awareness of it's wonderful to be a Christian family. Bless the evening in my life and in the life of my friend. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you enjoy the passages that describe Christ this morning? Wow, what a staggering biography. Oh, some of his biography intersects ours, but some goes a little bit beyond ours, doesn't it? You know, yesterday the lepers, the focus on the gift, healed of leprosy. Today my desire is for us to focus on the giver. The giver. Who is this giver named Jesus? John 1, he's with God. He's God himself. All things came into being by Christ. Who is this giver? He's a male. Who lived in a male and female world? He's a son who had brothers and sisters. He not only created the world and every person on it, he came to that world and he was rejected. He had wonderful parents, Mary and Joseph, and yet there were times in his life when they didn't understand him. There were people that always wanted to be with him. They put staggering demands on his life. His name is Jesus. He can sympathize and empathize with all of our weaknesses because he lived on planet Earth. The giver. What a remarkable giver. And what does he give? Years ago, a very outstanding theologian was asked, what's the greatest thought you've ever had? The most staggering thought that has ever crossed your mind? Without a moment's hesitation, while speaking to this audience at Princeton University, this was his answer. The greatest thought that has ever crossed my mind is this. That Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. you're on your way to work today, working in a new project, involved in research, dreaming about staggering things, but there's nothing more earth-shattering, there's nothing more life-changing, there's nothing more personally fulfilling than to know that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. Enjoy today, the giver. Lord, may this be a wonderful day with Jesus. Give us an awareness as we drive in a car, you are there, loving us. Give us an awareness as we walk down the sidewalk, you are there, loving us. Give us an awareness as we sit at our desk, you are there, loving us. Lord, may we enjoy your love today. You, the giver, may we enjoy you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a rich day enjoying the giver. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Have you thought about the Lord's loving you through the day? How refreshing, how restoring, how invigorating. And as you're traveling home now, oh, the specialness of the gifts. So many gifts God keeps flooding into our lives. But the real excitement is to focus on the giver. I have a friend who said, you know, it used to be when I came home from traveling, my children would come running out on the front porch and say, Daddy, what did you bring me? Daddy, what did you bring me? And then as my children got older, they'd come running out on the front porch and they began to say, Dad, it's so good to have you home. What a difference. What growth. Growth from, what did you give me, to, it's good just to have you. And tonight with your family, I hope you would grow your family in the enjoyment of just having Jesus, of focusing on who he is. Why don't you take your For Busy Men pamphlet or have your family get their Bibles at dinner tonight and turn to the passages, to John 1 and Hebrews 4 and so on, and have your children identify how is the giver described? What is he like? What's he really like? As you discuss the text, he's God. He created all things. Then help them feel what it meant to enter the world and be rejected by the very people he came to help. Grow their appreciation of the giver, of what he went through, of what it meant to live in the earth, to be made fun of, to be ignored, to be rejected. Increase their love for the giver, will you? Maybe even sing Jesus Loves Me tonight. Have a good night with your family. I look forward to being with you in the morning. God bless you. It's the psalmist again. Wild about God, crazy about God, exuberant, enthusiastic. Why? Because he kept studying the mighty deeds of God. He kept noticing the excellent greatness of God. Oh, today, acknowledge that God's been with you this week. Identify those wonderful moments when you have been especially aware of his presence. when you have really watched him work in you as well as in others. And even as we pray for today, rest in the fact God's there. Lord, I pray for my friend, wherever he is today. He might even sit in a committee meeting that is just boring. Keep him awake and sensitive to what's happening in that committee meeting. I pray for my friend, Lord, over coffee breaks, when often there can be such a flood of gossip, such an atmosphere of negativeness. Lord, may we bring that praising current to the atmosphere. Lord, I pray that today this would be an excellent day of bringing closure to the week, the kind of closure that says, yes, yes, God has been in charge of this week. God has superseded some of my stupid acts of the week. God has been in the midst. And Lord, then I pray that both with pen and with words, spoken words, I pray that with questions and statements, people would sense our love for God in the marketplace today. Use our lives. We pray in the rich name of Christ our Lord today. And I hope you'll praise the Lord today now, all with all the tools that you use at the office, with all the tools that you use in your vocation. Make them praising God tools, will you? Have a good day, and I'll look forward to interacting with you on your way home. Hi. It's again that great whew, feeling. The week's almost over. Well, the work week is over. Isn't that good? Let down time. Catch your breath time. And I hope it's also a praise the Lord time. That same song that we started the week with, let's put a ribbon in the package of the week, okay? Sing to the Lord a new song. Let it just sort of flood your life. And then do me a favor. This weekend, I'd like you to gather your family together. Because I'd like to talk this weekend, not just to you, but to your whole family on the tape, okay? I'll look forward to being with them over the weekend. And now, enjoy John. Thanks a lot.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Salvation from day to day. Time comes along and I'm on my own, and all my freedom I am alone. What can I do to help myself through this time? Salvation from day to day. I look at the world and I see the pain. In all their glory they seem so vain. What can I do to help the world through this time? sky and I see a light. His awesome face, it shone so bright. What can I do to give the Lord all my praise? Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of salvation from day to day. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Salvation from day to day.
Well, hi there. This is a man that spent the last 4 weeks with your dad. Oh, we've done crazy things together. We've laughed. We've sung. We've talked about the challenge of being a dad. And so I ask you, Dad, this morning to give me the special privilege of talking with you. So wherever you're listening to me, you might be driving in a car, might be sitting in the living room. But I just want to say I'm a dad. I have a special wife named Kathy. I have 3 children, Scott, Deed, and Christy. At the time of making this tape, they're 20, 17, and 14. And you know, being a dad, I just want to say it's a really pressure job. A dad has lots of responsibilities on him. Responsibility to earn money, to pay bills. Responsibility to love your mom, to express love and warmth and understanding to her. Dad has the responsibility of making each of you children feel special. But you know, sometimes dads just get so tired. You ever been tired? Sometimes dads are so tired, but it's hard for them to admit they're tired. And sometimes as dads, we worry a lot. We worry about what's happening at work. We worry about your grandparents. Some maybe are in their late years, and they're failing in health a great deal. And, you know, we crazy dads, we want to be great dads. Sometimes we don't know how to tell that to sons. We just know how to say to you, sons, why don't you shape up? What we really mean is, sons, we love you so much. We just want you to become all that you could become. And you know, sometimes we dads run out of time. We thought we'd be home at 5 and we got a call at 5 and we didn't get home till 6. We feel horrible about it. So bad sometimes we'd like to just not come home because we failed you. Sometimes it's hard to see to you kids that dad needs your love. I remember when my boys were in elementary school, and once I sat down with them and I said, sons, you know, it's hard to be a dad. I've never been a dad before. So you're the guinea pigs. And I guess, son, sometimes I really blow it with you, and I feel badly about it. And you know, sometimes we dads, you know, where we work, it's sort of performance. It's sort of do this and do that, and it sort of has a military feel to it. So sometimes when we come home, we don't know how to just sort of take our shoes off and take a big deep breath and put our arms around you and tell you you're neat. But that's what we mean to say. And you know, I just want you to know that as a dad, maybe one of the greatest presents you kids can give to your dad is just to tell your dad you love him. That you just love him. You know, just to come up and say, Dad, I know you're working hard and I just want you to know I love you, Dad. Or to come up and say, Dad, you know, the other night when we went out for a snack, that meant a lot to me. Thanks a lot. I guess what I just wanted to say to your family is, in the world in which we live, everything is tearing the family apart. And it's great to see your family like an athletic team, a team that's got to pull together. And boy, if you don't pull together, I'll tell you one thing that'll happen. You'll get mad at each other. You'll walk away and pout. And when you're in those teenage and early 20 years, you won't even be a family. You'll just be a pile of sad memories. And boy, I just want to be a cheerleader for your team, okay? I'm a cheerleader for your mom and dad and for each of you as kids. And I know if you're a big moose of a senior in high school, you don't like to be called a kid, but you know what I mean. And you know what your dad's been doing with me? He's been taking time to study the Bible in the morning. And it's been special to spend time with him. And you know what I'd like you to do now is to sit down with your Bible as a family and read Psalm 150. The psalmist is wild about praising God. And you know, one of the joyous things in life is not to be down in people and mad at yourself or mad at somebody else, or I'm going to get even with them. But the most freeing thing in life is to look heavenward and to praise God. And to realize that God wants me to celebrate and to praise him. Oh, to do that, I may need to ask his forgiveness first. There's division between me and God. But boy, then to praise God is so super. In fact, my wife's going to just help us with that. She's going to play a statement of praise that Christians have just sung for years. It's been a very special thing. And as she plays the doxology, you know, for you to pick up and see that it's really super. That one of the things that sets us free is just to pray. Some of you maybe have sat in a church and heard that sung. And oh, maybe it's been sung even in an atmosphere where it hasn't been very exciting. But, you know, I play tennis. When I'm out on that tennis court, it's one of the ways I'm praising God. My daughter sings. Oh, it's fun to hear her praise God through song. My boys play soccer. All-star soccer players. I cheer my lungs out on the sidelines. And you know what happens as I'm doing that? I'm praising God through the vehicle of soccer. It's your weekend. Maybe one of the ways you can praise God today is in prayer. Praise God for a dad that loves you and a mom that loves you and a chance to sit together as a family. Maybe another way you can praise God this weekend is by cleaning your room with a cheerful attitude. That was a dirty thing to sneak in on you, wasn't it? But you see, don't just clean your room. Do it as a present to God. Have God give you a cheerful attitude as you praise him by cleaning your room. Or maybe you can make popcorn and just have fun teasing in the kitchen and sitting down with that big bowl of popcorn as a family and just praise God by chewing the popcorn and just laughing and loving Christ and loving each other. Maybe you can praise God just by listening to a Christian record. Oh, we love that song, Music Machine. It's a great record. Songs by Sandy Patty, Ken Miedema. You probably have some special records that help you praise the Lord. I guess what I just want to have said to your family is, hey, be a team, will you? Be a team at all cost. And I'm praying for your team. It's been fun to be with the coach of your team, your dad, this month. I'm looking forward to being with him next month and being with you too. And Lord, I thank you for giving me the fun and privilege to talk to this family. Bless them in whatever they do the rest of the weekend. And may they do it with an attitude of praising God, because God loves them so much. Bless them in the rest of the day they're living now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for letting me talk to you. Have a super day. And love your dad, will you? And love your mom. It's tough to be parents. We're just growing and being better parents. Will you help us as special kids? Take care. Bye now.